What is going on? Welcome back to Not a Podcast. Today, I wanted to discuss the concept of freedom. Freedom. Before we dive into that, though, I have a little bit of housekeeping to do. If you are the type of person who needs help organizing their life, if you need help taking action, well, I've got good news for you because I have a free action kit that you can download. It's a free tool that I developed with the help of my friends over at ClickUp. And you can download it today. It's 100% free. I don't take your email. I don't save your email. You use your email to sign up, but I don't save it. I don't use it to promote your shit. I don't sell it to anybody. It's just a free tool that you can download, and I stand nothing to gain from you using it. So use it to help you get better. And if you don't, well, at least I tried to help you get better. It's a tool that'll help you take your big goals that you have and convert those into daily action steps that you can execute on a daily basis. There's an integrated checklist that basically says, hey, bro, here's the things that you got to do today to check off all the boxes on your big goals that you set. And you can get some free bonus content over there, as well as access to the Go First community, which is my Discord server that I have. We have some good conversations in there. Right now, a few of us are doing 75 hard, me included. I'm on day 17 now, 16, 17. By the time you're watching this, it's day 17, I believe. And it's a good place to be. So if you want a free community to hang out with, if you want a tool that'll help you build yourself into who you want to become, and you want access to some bonus content, go over to notmattgraham.com/action, notmattgraham.com/action. First link in the description on YouTube, or just go to notmattgraham.com. It's the top link on my link tree thing. And you will have access to that within about 2 minutes. So be sure to go over there, notmattgraham.com/action. That is housekeeping. Let's dive into the topic of freedom. What is freedom? Let's define the term freedom. The reason I wanted to talk about this today is I believe that there is a delusion about freedom. I think there is an illusion of freedom. I think people are misguided about the term freedom. I think a lot of people think that freedom means doing whatever you want. At least that's the definition that I was raised on. Of course, there were times when I was in school where somebody would be belligerent. There'd be somebody who said something they weren't supposed to say or did something they weren't supposed to do. And somebody would say, hey, don't do that. And the person would reply, well, it's a free country. I'll do what I want. And obviously, this is a immature answer to a directive by an adult. But it is kind of indicative of what people think about the term freedom. Because despite that being a kid in my example, I know plenty of people, and I think it's part of the public consciousness, that people think that freedom is just doing whatever you want, and that the reason America is free is because we can do whatever we want. And I don't think that's a good enough definition of freedom, because I think doing whatever you want is detrimental to yourself. I think doing whatever you want is actually the reason that society is where it is. I think that the country is so discombobulated and so disoriented and so chaotic because people are doing whatever they want. Let me pose you this question, and I'll try not to take too long on this. Imagine you have two people. They're both trying to play the guitar. I have two guitars to the right of me right now. I got an acoustic and an electric, right? Two people playing the guitar. One of them is just going to do whatever they want, okay? They're going to play the notes they want. They're going to strum however they want. They're going to move their fingers however they want. They're going to do whatever they want. The other person is going to go through the process. They're going to go through the structure. They're going to learn the notes. They're going to learn the chords. They're going to learn the music theory. What notes goes with these notes? What notes don't go with these notes? They're going to abide by the structure. They're going to humble themselves to say, I don't know how to play the guitar. I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm going to subject myself to a structure that has been proven to create results for people, that has been proven to allow people to play the guitar. Now, after person A goes through the structure that they have adhered to, and the other guy just doing whatever he wants, not taking any lessons, not trying to learn anything, you know, in a structured manner, who is actually free to play the music that they want to play? Who has the freedom to play the songs that they would like to play? Who has the freedom to create the music that they want to create? Well, it is very obviously the guy who knows what he's doing. The guy who went through the structure, learned the notes, learned the chords, learned the music theory. He actually knows how to play the guitar. The other guy doesn't. The other guy is still guessing. He is existing in a world where there are a billion different possibilities, and most of them are wrong. So that's the first example. The second example I'll give you, which is pretty similar to the first, is imagine two people are playing golf. You have one person who wants to swing the club however he wants to swing the club. He doesn't want to listen to you. He doesn't want to hear your racket about how there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. We're not listening to him. He's just going to swing it however he wants to swing it. The other guy, he's taking the advice. He's listening to the experienced players. The guy says, keep your eye on the ball. Don't lift your head up when you swing. Don't swing too hard. Let the club do the work. He listens to these directives. He takes the advice. He applies it to his swing. Now, let me ask you this question. Who is more free to hit the ball where they would like to hit it? It is the guy who listened and subjected himself to the advice of more experienced players. Now, to put a cap on this illustration, I will give you a personal example. When I was 15, little context, I was brought up in a Christian Catholic home. Okay, not my whole family is Catholic, but my dad's side of the family is Catholic. My father's Catholic. We were raised Catholic. And when I was 15, being the rebellious teen that I was, I thought that I knew better. The church didn't really make a ton of sense to me. I didn't really understand why we were supposed to do things the way we were supposed to do them. I thought it was dumb. I thought it didn't make any sense. I didn't want to do any of it. And I thought I was smarter than thousands of years of wisdom, thousands of years of tradition. You know, I thought I was smarter than the Bible. So I decided to walk away from the Catholic Church. I decided to walk away from Christianity, walk away from God, and walk away from religion and spirituality as a whole. I went from somebody who was raised in the Catholic Church, attended church on a weekly basis, to a complete atheist that by the time 2018-19 rolled around, if you had asked me if God exists, I would have laughed in your face and been like, God, are we really talking about God in 2018-2019? What a silly question. There's obviously no God. And so during that time, however, not so coincidentally, I happened to be the most miserable that I'd ever been in my entire life. I was as broke as I'd ever been. I was $50,000, $40,000 in credit card debt. I was overweight. I was smoking weed all the time. I was addicted to playing video games. I wouldn't go anywhere. I was too anxious to leave the house. I was on Zoloft. I was on, which is an antidepressant, SSRI. I was on lorazepam, which is a benzodiazepine. I was going to therapy every week. I went to four different therapists to try to find the right one to help me sort of figure out what was going on in my brain. And this whole doing whatever I want thing really didn't make much sense to me, or it wasn't really working out for me. That's what I meant to say. This whole, you know, living free, quote unquote, free reality just wasn't working for me. I was anxious. I was depressed. And every single area of my life was a complete train wreck, a disaster, a dumpster fire. So then 2020 rolled around. And of course, we had the chaos of 2020. We had the COVID-19 pandemic. We had the Summer of Love with Black Lives Matter and George Floyd. We had all the propaganda. We had all the nonsense that was distributed to us throughout that year. We had the crazy election. And it really made me ask the question of, like, why is society the way it is? Granted, I was still not in a great place at this time. I was still not anywhere near where I wanted to be. I wasn't as depressed and anxious as I was at during 2018, 2019. It had improved slightly, but that might only be because during the pandemic, I had no restrictions on how much weed I could smoke. So I was just high all of the time, like quite literally all the time. I don't think people understand how much weed I smoked when I was like during peak pandemic. Like I'd wake up at 5 a.m., smoke weed and go back to bed because going back to bed high was better than going back to bed sober. Like that's the type of person I was. So that very well may be why I was less depressed and less anxious, because I wasn't even really living in reality. But anyway, with all this chaos happening throughout society, I asked myself the question, like, why are things happening the way that they're happening? What is going on with society? Why is everybody so divided? Why is everybody so angry? Why is there so much hatred and just tension? Like what is all this chaos? Like where did it come from? I don't remember this being there when I was a kid in the early 2000s. Obviously I wasn't privy to the political, you know, societal temperature or environment at the time. But, you know, it wasn't even really a conversation. It wasn't even something that was even really happening even 10 years ago, 10 years before that, when I was 16, 17, 18. It wasn't happening. So where's all this coming from? So I dug into it. I dug deep and I, you know, tried to figure it out. And eventually what I found is that a lot of the things that were plaguing society or are plaguing society were plaguing me at the very same time. Going back to the God conversation, just to put it in very simple terms, like the thing that sort of opened the door back to Christianity for me was I saw a graphic, and this graphic showed on one side the seven heavenly virtues, which I can't name off the top of my head, which I'm disappointed I can't. But then the seven deadly sins, which are greed, lust, envy, wrath, gluttony, sloth, and I'm blanking on the last one. Did I say lust? It might be lust if I didn't already say it. But anyway, they were the seven deadly sins next to the seven heavenly virtues, which are just the antithesis of the seven deadly sins. You have greed, you have charity, right? You have lust, you have chastity. So every seven deadly sin has its opposing seven heavenly virtue. And I looked at this graphic and I'm like, okay, greed. I've been greedy with my time, my energy, my money. Lust. I've definitely been lustful, you know. Haven't really, you know, looking at pornography, all that stuff. I've been gluttonous, you know. I've had the munchies all the time, so I've been eating nonstop. I've gained a bunch of weight. Greed, lust, envy. I've definitely been envious. You know, wrath. I've been angry. I've wanted revenge on people. Like all these things that I'm looking at the world, and I'm like, okay. Oh, pride. Pride was of course, I forget the most important one. Pride. Wow. How did I forget pride? Pride. I've definitely had pride. Like, you know, when you do whatever you want, you are playing God, right? Like when I walked away from the church, when I walked away from Christianity, when I walked away from religion, whatever you want to call it, I in reality thought I knew better than God. So pride, absolutely. And then I look around at the world and I'm like, greed. Okay, we have a bunch of greedy politicians that, you know, want to take all the money from people and put it in their own pockets and expand their wealth while destroying the wealth of, you know, the average individual. We have lust, we have the hookup culture and OnlyFans and the sexual revolution. Okay. We have pride. We, you know, everyone thinks they know better than, you know, our ancestors are, know better than religion. You know, they're very self-centered. They're very, everything revolves around the individual. Everyone's isolated. There's no community. There's no, okay. envy. Yep, you have people who want to tax the rich, and there's all this tension and anger between the poor and the wealthy. Not even the poor, but even just like the middle class and the wealthy. So I'm looking at these deadly sins, and I'm like, I can see all the parallels here. Like, I can see all these things that plagued me are also very much plaguing society. And I'm sitting there looking at this graphic, and I'm like, this makes a lot of sense. This makes a ton of sense. And so then it got me thinking about the term freedom. Well, what is freedom? Is freedom really doing whatever you want? Well, no, because if I use my freedom, if I use if I exercise my freedom to smoke weed however much I want, to watch pornography however much I want, to eat as much food as I want, to play as many video games as I want, to sit around as much as I want, then I stop trying to do those things, right? I stop trying to do those things, and it's hard. I struggle to stop smoking weed. I struggle to get myself to do work instead of sit around. I struggle to turn off the video game. I struggle to stop eating sugar. I struggle to stop overeating. This doesn't feel like freedom at all. This feels more like slavery. I feel like I'm governed by these things. Like I'm not actually in control. All my desires are in control. My desire to feel good, my dopamine, my desire to taste the food, my desire to play the game and get the dopamine hit, my desire to be high, like that is really what calls the shots in my life. Am I actually free? No. So what actually is freedom then? Well, as Jocko Willink famously put it, discipline is freedom. Because when you put the constraints on yourself, you have the freedom to actually do whatever you want. You can say yes to the video game, but you can also say no. The person that whose definition of freedom is doing whatever they want, they can't say no. They can't say no to weed. They can't say no to pornography. They can't say no to food. In all reality, they can, right? But it feels like an impossibility when you're in it. Trust me, because I've been there. You can't say no to it. You have to literally cut yourself off from it. You have to make it not an option. That's what addiction is, really. And one of the things that I also wanted to talk about in this podcast episode was the idea of your desires being abused, right? So we talk about the desire for food, the desire for sex, the desire for, the desire for dopamine. These things have a purpose. These desires that we have, they serve a function in reality. They serve a biological function. Like your desire for food keeps you alive. The reason eating food is so rewarding is because you're being rewarded for the work that it took to get the food, and you're being rewarded for surviving another day. But the difference is we don't have to work for food anymore. Our work for food is walk to the fridge. Whereas 1,000 years ago, we might hunt for 3 days so that we could eat. And then we got rewarded with the food, with the dopamine that we get from consuming the food. That doesn't happen anymore. Now it's limitless. Nature used to put a cap on our dopamine. We used to only get it when we did the work. Obesity can't exist 1,000 years ago because the work that it took to get the food, it would have burned the calories to, you can't, the food that it would take to become obese would require so much work that it would burn the calories. So you can't actually become obese. Obesity doesn't, it's not real unless you're royalty. That's why being fat 1,000 years ago was like a sign of wealth. But today, we live in such abundance, everything is so accessible, that there's nothing putting a cap on our dopamine. And thus we have the opportunity, we have the temptation to become a slave to it. And in order to maintain that freedom of our minds, we have to put the constraints on ourselves. We have to say no ourselves, because otherwise we will slip right into the trap. I would argue today it is harder to be virtuous, and I mean that in like the Christian definition, because we're talking about the 7 deadly sins and the 7 heavenly virtues. It is harder to be virtuous today than it ever has been in any point in history. The world is full of lust. The world is full of greed. The world is full of pride. The world is full of envy, gluttony, wrath, sloth. Sloth meaning laziness for those that don't know. Sitting around all day playing video games is sloth. Sitting around scrolling on social media is sloth. Not doing what you're supposed to do, sloth. The world is full of it. And so it takes a special kind of person to be able to say no to it. It is easy. It is harder now, especially in a society that has strayed so far from the moral standard of 50, 60 years ago. It is harder now to be a virtuous individual than it ever has been at any other point in history. And that means it is the most important to have that discipline, to put those constraints on yourself. Because if you don't, you can kiss your freedom goodbye. That freedom is temporary. Yes, you have the freedom to do whatever you want. But if you do whatever you want, you will quickly become a slave.